Welcome back to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson, and today my guest is Kathy Lipinski, registered nurse, Reiki practitioner, hypnotist, and past life regression therapist. In this half of the show, Kathy is going to take us on a past life regression, and I'm really looking forward to it. What do we do next, Kathy?
Just get into a comfortable place, turn your cell phone off, any distractions. Don't operate any machinery. Please don't be driving, and don't be doing anything you need to concentrate on. Just allow yourself to have these few minutes for yourself. So now we can begin. I'd like you to begin by getting into a comfortable place. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. And once more, breathing in and breathing out. Tuning in the sound of your breath and your heartbeat. Noticing that the rhythms of your body are beginning to slow and relax, letting go and allowing yourself to have this time in a state of deep relaxation, letting go of all worries and cares just for this moment in time. There's nothing else you have to do right now. But just be here for yourself and allow yourself to have this experience, remembering that you are always in control. So keep breathing in and out, and if any thoughts come into your mind, just put them in a beautiful soft white cloud and let them drift away for now. Drift away. Drift away, leaving your mind clear and open. And now that you've begun to relax, you can focus on your body, letting go of tension and moving into a more peaceful place. And let my voice guide you. If different images come in or you're aware of different things, that's okay. This is your experience. Let it be what it is. It doesn't have to be anything or any way. So first, just imagine your muscles beginning to relax, putting the awareness on your forehead, and imagine those muscles relax. And the muscles in your face relax. And your jaw, relaxation's moving down your body. And don't worry if you're not feeling it, we'll be doing more of this in a few moments. So allow the muscles of your neck and shoulders to relax. Feel the worries of the world just falling away, just for now. Relax your arms, your hands, and then your back, your upper back, your mid-back, and your low back. The muscles of your stomach now relax, so all your breathing stays nice and even. Relax your legs and your feet. And with each breath you take, allow yourself to become more deeply relax. So to help you go even deeper, I'd like you to imagine or pretend a beautiful light is above your head. You can choose a color that relaxes you, that heals you. Or you can let the color choose you. So imagine this a beautiful healing light, a light of relaxation that will bring you to a deeper and deeper place of peace and serenity. So imagine it washing over your head now, this beautiful color, relaxing the top of your head, moving into your brain, relaxing and bathing your brain in that beautiful color, touching every cell and tissue and fiber and organ of your body with peace and love as you go deeper and deeper. You'll be able to concentrate on my voice and yet go deeper as the light continues to fill your body. The light now fills your forehead, moving into your eyes and your nose, bathing everything in that beautiful healing color, your ears and your jaw, relaxing and healing, relaxing and healing. And as you go deeper and deeper, the light now moves into your throat, your neck, shoulders. The light then fills your heart and your lungs. So with each beat of your heart and every breath you take, that beautiful, healing, relaxing color fills your body automatically. That light moves down your back, upper back, your mid back, your lower back. Move into your arms, all the way down to your fingertips. And you might even feel your body relaxing even more, feeling energy move through and healing. Light continues to travel down your body to your stomach, your digestive organs, your low back, and down into your legs, and then your feet. And your whole body now is filled with that beautiful color. But now imagine this light, as it fills your body, begins to form a cocoon, a protective bubble around your body. This light protects you, heals you, and deepens your level even more. In a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 5 down to 1. And with each number down, you'll feel more and more relaxed. The more you relax, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more you relax. And you'll go so deep that your mind is no longer limited by the usual barriers of space or time, that you can remember everything. And please remember that if you feel uncomfortable any time during this experience, you can simply detach by floating above your body and watching from a distance, putting a protective bubble around you, or pretend you're watching a movie. You are always in control. So 5, 4, feeling more and more peaceful and relaxed. 3, deeper and deeper down. 2, nearly there. And 1. I'd like you now to imagine visualize or even pretend that you're walking down a beautiful hallway with several doors. There is one door in particular that calls to you, that catches your attention. Perhaps you notice a bright light around it. Perhaps you feel a pull towards it. You are feeling very relaxed and very much at peace. So you walk towards that door, knowing that your mind is no longer limited by space or time, and you can remember everything that's ever happened to you. So you walk up to the door. You place your hand on the door, feeling the energy of a past life calling to you. And you may say, please guide my memory to other lifetimes so that I can gather information and answers that will help me in this lifetime. I am willing to remember my past lives now. So imagine that you step through the door and you are in your past life now. So first impressions, and don't try to figure it out. Use all of your senses. Feel, see, know, hear, or smell. Are you inside? Are you outside? Is it day? Is it night? Use your senses to become aware of your surroundings. Notice the landscape. Are you out in nature? Are there trees or buildings or houses? Are there lakes or mountains? What do you feel? Do you feel the ground beneath you? Do you smell the ocean? Do you hear different sounds? So take a few minutes now to become aware of your surroundings. Use your senses and don't try to figure it out. Now become aware of your feet and perhaps shoes. Are you wearing any? What do they feel like? Notice any clothes. Perhaps you might feel the material on your legs or your arms. Perhaps you may notice, is it light or is it heavy, the clothing that you're wearing? And see if you're aware of whether you're a man or a woman. Perhaps you can run your hands through your hair and imagine feeling it. Take a few moments to notice what you're wearing. What kind of clothes? And are you a man or a woman? Look at your hands. Notice the color of your skin. And again, if you don't see, no worries. Perhaps you have a sense or a knowing. And how old are you? Are you a young child, a teenager, an adult, an old person? And don't forget, going back in time, what we consider old now, they were probably long-term gone. What about how old are you? Young? Adult? Now imagine you go to your home, where you sleep and where you eat. And just like the home you're living in now, imagine you're walking around and noticing furniture, noticing materials? Are there rooms? Is it one room? Is it a tent? Is it outdoors? Just imagine you're going to the place you sleep and eat. Notice your bed. Notice the place where food is cooked and who is cooking. So take a few moments now to be in your home. And just use all of your senses. Feel, sense, smell, touch, taste. And now imagine it's a typical day in that life. What are you doing? Are you a child in school? Are you an older person working? Are you a mother staying at home? Are you resting? So just go to a typical day in that life. What is your life like? How old are you, and what are you doing? And as you're there in a typical day, allow yourself to see or sense if anyone is familiar. Do they remind you of someone in this lifetime? So be at that typical day in that life. What are you doing? How old are you? And does anyone seem familiar? And now go to an important day in that life, perhaps a wedding, a graduation, or something significant, perhaps a world event. But go to an important day, and you can go backwards or forwards in that life. So remember a special day, a significant day in that life, and what's going on, and who's there. And now travel forward in time and go to the last few moments of that life. Remember that if you feel uncomfortable, you can simply float above and watch from a distance. So go to the last few moments of that life. And now float above. Float above. Leave the body. You feel so light and free as your spirit floats above, leaving that lifetime in the past. Look down and see yourself, the people around you, what's going on. So you've left your body and you're floating above, looking down at the people. And now look back over that life. Who were the important people? What were the significant events of that life? And what was important? So take a few moments now to look back over that life. Who and what was important? Is there anything relative to your current life? Any information that you can bring back to help you in this life, with relationships, with health, with situation. So look back over that life. remember that your consciousness goes on. Your soul continues. Your story is never ending. And everything that's gone on before has brought you to where you are today. And it's all been about your soul's growth, your learning, your spiritual journey. In each lifetime, your soul knows what you need for growth. It is always as it's supposed to be. No blame. So begin to take some nice deep breaths as it's time to come back and return to full waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count upwards from 1 to 5 and let each number awaken you more and more. And remember that even though we just had a short time together, when you go to sleep tonight, more images may come up, more information, or as you go through the week. Perhaps you can write down your experience and be aware as your past life reveals itself to you more and more in things that you love, people you love, places you go, skills you have, all carried through. So at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, and refreshed, feeling so wonderful after just a few minutes of hypnosis. You will be in full control of your body and mind. You'll remember everything and be able to write down notes or images that you had from your experience. So 1, every muscle of your body fully relaxed. 2, gradually awakening, feeling so good. 3, more and more alert and awake. 4, nearly awake, feeling great. 5, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath, wide awake and alert, feeling so good. Take your time and come all the way back.
Thank you, Kathy. That was quite an experience, and I hope our listeners had enough of an understanding of what just took place that they can make some notes and they can continue to understand more and more about themselves. I'm very glad to say that this whole session has been recorded so people can listen to it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful for that. It's going to be on my
website. And they can listen to it over and over again, each time getting more and more.
Get more and more, and they can also, if this wasn't a complete session for them, if they had to leave, a phone rang, whatever the interruption was, they can revisit it again and again. This has been wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Knowing you, I would highly encourage any of my listeners or students or clients to come to you for a healing such as this. But having said that, our listeners who are not in our geographic area might also want some guidance about how to find someone who can help them with this kind of a session or healing or to understand a little bit more. How would you recommend that they get in touch with someone who can help them do this in their area?
Well, the first place I would recommend would be ngh.net. N is in Nancy, G is in George, H is in Henry. That's the National Guild of Hypnotists.net. And what they have is a listing of hypnotists in the area, because most hypnosis training includes the past life regression training. So you could put in where you live, and they would send you different names of people. YouTube has, believe it or not, a lot of past life sessions on it that you can listen to there.
Excellent.
You can Google past life regression, New York City, New Jersey. There's pastlifetherapy.org. You can really Google it and look up different people, and I would encourage them to look at, you know, their training, who they trained with. Unfortunately, Brian Weiss Institute does not have a listing of people they've trained anymore. They used to, so you can't look there. But if you Google it, you'll find a lot of good people, and speak with them. And trust your gut if it feels right. You can have one session could be enough, several sessions, depends on what you need.
Excellent. Kathy, thank you so much for being here on Timeshare. This has been a very, very fast 45 minutes with you. Please tell our listeners how they can reach you to learn more about your work.
Okay, my information is on my website, www.reikihypnosis.com. My phone number is 631-360-6722, and I am on Long Island, New York.
Thank you so much, Kathy. This has been wonderful. Thank you for sharing this time with me today. Join me next Thursday at this time when my regular third Thursday guest will be holistic psychotherapist Douglas Economy. This is our ongoing conversation working with A Course in Miracles. I hope you can join us from noon until 1 on PANJradio.com. In the meantime, my name is Marie Jackson, and I wish you a week of living your wholeness.